I'm going to talk about reed canary grass today and why it affects salmon and other aquatic and riparian habitats. Reed canary grass is a very tall growing aggressive grass that was introduced for agricultural reasons. It's a formidable foe to native plants because it can outgrow almost anything, grows an incredibly thick roots system, and puts out chemicals through its roots that suppress the growth of other species. In the Fraser Valley, you'll find it growing in streamside areas and wet meadows, and you can very often see very lush green growth, and in the winter, tall remaining stems. It tends to be a problem for fish in particular because it can get so thick that fish cannot swim through it, and very often it will deplete oxygen that is critical for them. When the Rivershed Foodlands program started looking at sites, it became very apparent that addressing reed canary grass and attempting to overgrow it with native species was going to be critical. Along the Salmon River, as you can see in the photo, it has dominated an area to the point of excluding everything else, and contributes to the erosion of the bank. On the outside of the bend, where there's a lot of erosion there, the bank was undercutting because in the absence of trees and shrubs with deeper roots, there was nothing to support it. Even pieces that are eroded and fall in will tend to grow quite well in the water or wash down and establish colonies elsewhere. Although we couldn't eradicate the grass, we did a number of measures to mitigate its immediate impact on the river and the fish living in it. This included sloping back the banks, removing that turf layer, aggressively replanting the area with other native species, as well as there will be maintenance undertaken to cut back or stomp down the grass to reduce the competition and shading. One of the challenges is that reed canary grass thrives in areas of higher nitrogen. That could be from manure, that could be from septic runoff, or even airborne from the nitrogen oxides drifting into the Fraser Valley from the rest of the Greater Vancouver area. We're still working on the best ways to deal with reed canary grass, and the Foodlands projects will be critical to trying out various solutions. Where we sloped back the banks on the Salmon River and stabilized it with posts and woody debris, we're going to abundantly stake the area with willows and other species to attempt to get a canopy established and shade out the ground before the grass can reestablish. And although there may be some grass growing there in the future, it will not be dominant. With a deeper and more extensive root system provided by willows and trees, we should be able to reduce the erosion and actually start to accumulate sediments such that the bank starts to actually grow rather than eroding.